Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cordici. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that keeps you up to date and in touch with many of the great things that happen in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, in eastern Connecticut, and in southeastern Massachusetts. And this week, it gives us great pleasure to welcome back to the program two gentlemen that have joined us in the past, and we feel that it is, well, quite appropriate to have them on the program, considering that we have Juneteenth coming up on Monday. June is also Pride Month. We welcome the Executive Director of Stages of Freedom, Ray Rickman, and the Co-Founder and Program Director of Stages of Freedom, Rob Dimmick. Ray, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you?
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for being with us again. It's great to speak with you. And Rob, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Scott. I'm well. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for joining us once again. Ray, Rob, you've been on the show a couple of times in the past, but as you know, we have changing audiences, so I'm sure there's some people tuning in this morning that may not have heard your previous appearances on the show. So with that, why don't one of you tackle this question? What is Stages of Freedom and its mission?
Stages of Freedom has two missions. The first and foremost is to teach African-American low-income youth how to swim. They drown five times more often than white children. And that is due to multiple reasons: fear of the water, lack of access to pools, and lack of funding. And second is to promote and celebrate Rhode Island African-American history, incredibly rich, incredibly deep. And whenever possible, if those events allow us to raise funds, those funds are used to pay for swimming lessons. And those swimming lessons occur at 9 YMCAs across the state.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Rob, because in your latest newsletter, Connected, I understand folks can get a free day pass to their local YMCA. Is that correct?
That is correct. All they need to do is to show that email, if they are on Connected, to their local YMCA, and those YMCAs, I believe, are listed there, and they will get a free pass. If they don't have access to Stages of Freedom's daily Connected e-blast, they certainly could call the YMCA and ask that an email be sent to them, and then again, all they do is show that as they walk into their Y.
And Ray, I heard you mention as well, people can go to your website as well, stagesoffreedom.org, for more information, correct?
Yes, and we'd love for them to come so they can see what we do and see if there's anything for them to do with us.
So, Ray, Monday is Juneteenth, and I guess before we talk about what you'll be doing today at Brownell Library, Monday we celebrate Juneteenth, which commemorates the emancipation of slavery in the United States. Can you talk to us a little bit about Juneteenth, the importance of that holiday, and why we celebrated it? Of course, I think became a federal holiday a couple of years ago.
You know, we have the Civil War, and we have the 13 southern states, and Texas is the least of the southern states. It's the furthest away. They're the least involved in the war. And they're the least connected. So the war ends, and the 12 states, the word goes out. Generals basically show up and tell black folks they're free. But black folks are really, you know, they're involved in the war, and they know what's going on in all of those states except for Texas. And in Texas, it's months before the general shows up, major general shows up, and announces in Houston and then later in Austin and the like that the war is over. And so the black folks are still slaves because you're not free until the master lets you go. And they know the war's over, but they don't tell the black folks. This is America, you know?
Wow.
You can enslave people an extra few months if you keep your mouth shut. It really is telling. So in Texas, for 100-plus years, this has been a holiday. The word has been given. It's almost biblical. And then, I don't know, 20 years ago, they tried to get it out to the nation that we should, in June, stop. Because there is, in America, no celebration of the end of slavery. And it, remember, this is 300 years that this country's doing this.
Right.
And then it ends. Now, I hope your listeners will listen to me. It doesn't end. And Texas is the perfect example. You know, how do you string it out? How do you keep people on the plantation? Then later, all these southern states passed Jim Crow laws. And basically, black folks have their little certificate or whatever, or freedom, but they ain't that free. And they find a way to indebt them, often to the former slave master, and you owe people money. And it's up to World War II before people can get off the land. And they make just enough to buy seeds and the like for the next planting. It is dreadful. I love to tell people because, I go out and I speak on slavery and I speak on racism. And I tell people that my mother had an eighth grade education. Now, she ended up with 3 master's degrees and a dietitian and all that stuff because,
wow,
you know, in her 40s and 50s when the kids weren't 5. Off to school she went every night for 20 years.
Good for her.
And, you know, community college and then real college. But my mother had an eighth grade education. And the reason for that is in Alabama, that's all black people got except in Tuskegee. You went to the eighth grade and white folks went to the 12th grade. And you're talking about, you know, 1945, 1955, 1964. So this stupid idea that slavery ended in 1865 is not true. In its purest form, it did. And then on it went with black codes and Jim Crow laws. And in 1964, this is my last comment on this, but again, I want your listeners to know how folks have had it, black folks in this country. In 1964, 79% of black people could not vote because they lived in Georgia or Alabama or wherever they lived. They couldn't vote. So you can't serve on a jury and you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't go to ninth grade.
Wow. I mean, you know, that's really eye-opening, if you will, to hear it put in those terms. And you're right. You know, while we celebrate Juneteenth, and we should, which commemorates the emancipation of slavery, as you pointed out, it didn't end for many, many, many years in many respects. Now, Ray, you say you talk about race, the issue of race and slavery and things of that nature quite often. Today at 1 o'clock at Brownell Library, you will be discussing race in Rhode Island. Could you explain to us maybe a little bit about some of the things you'll be talking about?
Okay, so it's Little Compton, and we're really trying to get the word out because folks from Fall River and New Bedford and all those places can come, and people from Jamestown could make the trip if they wanted. And I am on this tear because right now there's all this pushback, mainly from politicians, not talking about race. I went and talked to the most conservative group in Rhode Island 2 weeks ago, and 40 people in the room, and they had this theme. It was painful. That's the nicest way I could put it. They hurt my heart. They kept saying, why don't we forget everything that's happened up to now to people of color? And I said, well, I don't think you could do that because there are people who are rich and powerful because of white supremacy and because of racism. And then there are black people and Latino folks and indigenous folks and some Asian folks who are not because of what happened in this society. But the problem isn't what happened in April, May, June of 1865 is what happened in April, May, June of 2023. And I couldn't believe them. They kept saying, even if you're right that there have been problems, let's forget about it and move on. And then, of course, 5 minutes later, they're talking about reparations and how they're opposed to it. Any assistance or help in affirmative action in college, I mean, they went down the list of things they're pushing back to stop people of color from having or doing. So I believe it's important, and it's one of my jobs, I guess. Maybe God told me to do it. I don't know who told me to do this. But to go out and have a dialogue, mainly with white people, and let's talk about race, and let's see how to move forward. Germany's done it with the Holocaust and Jews. They've done the best job in the history of the world. And we haven't at all. So 1 o'clock, I show up. I'm thrilled to be there. It's one of my favorite places in Rhode Island. But the audience will be majority white, and we will have a dialogue conversation. I'm expecting a receptive audience. But I'm also expecting people who don't normally get to talk about these issues, these problems, and then what they might do to make the world slightly better.
Rob, June is also Pride Month, as you and many people know, and I understand Stages of Freedom created an exhibit entitled Black Lavender that resides on the third floor of Providence City Hall. Could you explain that a little bit for us?
It essentially starts in 1919, so we're looking basically at a 100-year expanse of the Black gay experience in Rhode Island, and that 1919 event is what was called the Newport sex scandal, which embroiled a waiter at the Navy YMCA in Newport named Duke Hawkins, a Black gay waiter who is investigated by the federal government for homosexual activity, which starts clawing in men of the cloth, political figures who are engaged in clandestine relationships in Newport. And it is really focused on the U.S. Navy. FDR cuts his teeth. He is Secretary of the Navy at that point. It perhaps could have been his undoing, but it wasn't. And then the story moves forward.
Wait. The president, future, is looking at the problem.
Correct.
That's how gossip
gets. Sure. And then we move through the decades as we look at Black gay men in academia, in art, in politics. We get to see how the sort of bar scene enables social activity and connections. We look at the salon experiences, which is quite unique and is really important, not only to the Black gay experience, but to the African-American experience, in which people of like minds gather to discuss issues, whether they be politics or art. And we end, you know, really looking at the youth of Rhode Island's Black gay scene at this point and their sense of power and dignity and accomplishment.
So let me jump in, Scott, on this. At Stages of Freedom downtown, folks come in and they're so much freer and looser, and they are who they are. And this just moves my heart because, of course, you'll see in the exhibit in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, folks didn't have their freedom, you know, and their families weren't as inviting as most people's families. And even if they were, they still, there was so much closet this and that. And I watch all these young people now, and Rob was just talking, and they're like, you know, they don't know there was a time when you could get arrested for going in the wrong neighborhood, you know. So I'm thrilled. And a lot of people are saddened at the moment we're in with these governors and all these people pushing back and calling people names and attacking transgender people and all of this. But at the same moment, there's an explosion of excitement about who folks can be, who they are, a new beginning. I watch these mothers come in with their 14, 15-year-old, 12-year-old kids. Never would have happened 20 years ago. So while folks are under attack, we're also blossoming and moving forward. It's come City Hall, see the exhibit, and I hope this whole Pride, and again, I've been watching Pride up close for, I don't know, 40 years. We are moving along.
Yes, so the exhibit will be open during normal operating hours of City Hall.
Yep.
The other really exciting component of the exhibit is looking at a national black gay man who come into Rhode Island, James Baldwin, Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes wrote a book called Ask Your Mama at the Viking Hotel in Newport following a riot at the Newport Jazz Festival. It became a touch point for him to explore how jazz galvanizes our country. So these are stories that have really never been told and are brought to life through this, what I think is a pretty powerful, engaging exhibit.
Now, Rob did 95% of the exhibit, so he has to be, you know, slightly cautious about bragging about how illuminating, fabulous, exciting, historic it is. Now, since I only did 1% of the work, I can tell you how fabulous it is, and people really should not miss the opportunity. Now, on top of that, most of our exhibits are traveling on purpose, and so these panels can be borrowed, you know, so people can feel free to talk to Stages of Freedom about the exhibit.
And do those exhibits eventually make their way back to your location downtown? I know you have many programs. You've got a museum, a shop, et cetera.
Yeah,
I guess...
so all the exhibits that travel then come back and are installed in the museum. So the current exhibit in our museum is the Rhode Island Black Press. Stages of Freedom is open Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 6. And Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4, and we're at 10 Westminster Street, downtown Pride.
Yeah, and our biggest traveling exhibit's the history of the Black Church. And so, you know, we're just adding on and adding on and adding on. And I want to stress again, our colleges and churches and social groups can borrow these traveling exhibits. And they're constructed in such a way that, and we have insurance, so we're really generous.
Again, to all of our listeners, if you would like to learn more about Stages of Freedom, the best thing to do is go to their website, stagesoffreedom.org, and there you can learn about the many great programs that they offer, the museum, the shop, how you can donate, how you can volunteer, all of that great stuff. Ray, good luck today in Little Compton, and I know next month you're going to have an African Americans on College Hill walking tour on July 22nd. Maybe next time you come on, we can talk a little bit about that as well, but I want to thank you both so much for joining us this morning. Always appreciate the time and talking to you too.
Well, you're just super kind. Happy morning.
Thank you, Scott, for your generosity.
That is Ray Rickman and Rob Dimmock from Stages of Freedom, our guest here on Community Matters. My thanks to Ray and Rob for being our guests once again this morning. Also want to thank my producer, Laura Minicucci, and most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. My name is Scott Credici. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cordici. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.